Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have honestly never seen anybody get hurt on a quarterback sneak. That's a first.
Yep.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Vince Beagle going to join us for the Miami Dolphins. Vince, welcome to the show. Good morning. Welcome to the early part of the show this morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Vince, thanks for coming on, man. And, hey, you've been a great story. You really have on a team that's looking for great stories and guys to fit into everything that you're doing, and the linebackers have been a real solid foundation so far. And your journey, man, fourth-round pick to Green Bay, to New Orleans, and all of a sudden you get traded to Miami and you're getting lots of playing time. But you leave a really good New Orleans team. How's it been for you so far?
For me, the transition has been awesome. PG was a guy who I was familiar with in Green Bay for a short time. So there's some familiarity there. And actually, Flo, he actually, worked me out a couple times during the draft process. So, there was definitely some familiarity there too. So, for me, the whole NFL experience so far has been an awesome journey. Got drafted in Green Bay, like you mentioned, went through a coaching change, got released, picked up, played the whole season in New Orleans last year. And then got traded to here this last off season. So, it's been an interesting journey, but it's been one that I feel very blessed, and I feel very fortunate to land with a great organization with the Miami Dolphins. And I think the best is yet to come with this team. And I want to be a part of the process for long term.
Vince, you are so made, you and the rest of those linebackers. For, if you don't mind me saying this, I know it drives the coaching staff nuts. You're such a Belichick kind of guy. You can play outside. You can rush the quarterback. We can move you in. We can blitz. You can do a lot of different things just like the rest of them. It's one thing to hear it, but now you're part of that. What's that been like going back to the Belichick tree a little bit with, as you said, Flores and Graham?
Yeah, I really do love the defense. It kind of reminds me a lot of the defenses that we had in Wisconsin with Dave Aranda as the D coordinator. Each week is game plan week, right? It changes up. You could be playing defensive end one week. You play outside linebacker. You could be playing inside linebacker. And, last week, I feel really fortunate. I played defensive end, played outside linebacker, played inside linebacker. So, for me as a player, I want to be able to provide as much as I can do for the coaches, where they can put me in different spots, disguise the defense, and kind of really have fun on those third down rushers and all those different things. And I think with that comes, you have to be able to be a smart player to be able to comprehend those plays, be able to study your playbook. And that's what comes with being a true professional. So, I take a lot of pride in that, and I hope to continue to grow in this defense for years to come. And, I feel very fortunate with a coach. Coach Flo he's one of the smartest defensive minds that I've ever been around. So I feel very fortunate to be here, and this is a guy who definitely can learn from and continue to grow.
Yeah, Vince, yeah, I know that Coach Flo this week praised you for your intelligence, how smart you are back there, with room to develop, of course.
You like that bull rush he had up the middle,
right,
knocking
that
a guy
helps
in his
too,
butt,
yeah,
too.
Not just
you like that, Vince.
But the physical part of it. But with room to develop, that's nice high praise from a coach, especially a guy that was in that New England system for a long time, talking about the intelligence of a player. Yes, obviously room to develop. I think every player's still got room to develop, but that's nice. And then the first career start versus Washington, that had to be a good feeling for you also. I know there's a rotation all the time at every position outside of quarterback, but to know that you're going to get that nod to start, that must have felt good for you also.
It did, definitely did. First start of my career. I think for me, it's just being able to come in consistent every single day and continue to work. And, that was something that was instilled in me at a very early age with my dad. My dad played college football. My grandpa was a, coached for a long time in high school and coached a little in college, so. I come from a football family, a football background, so I really do understand the importance of hard work and being able to control your effort and being a true professional through and through.
Vince, you're ready to get into some good stuff. We kind of started off with a, you know, kind of some softballs in here. We're getting into some hardcore stuff. Are you ready? Here we go, man. Can Wisconsin beat Ohio State in a couple weeks or not, man? Is this team for real or what? How am I reading into your Wisconsin guys?
They're for real, man. I mean, I think once you see what you get, and I you know, I'm a little biased. I think Coach Leonard is one of the best defensive coaches in the league, in college football. I actually go back during the off seasons. I go back and train with the Wisconsin Badgers. I hop right back in there, put on my Wisconsin gear again, and I'm right back in those lines with the guys. I'm right back in it. So I really do know the guys, and I understand their work ethic. And I think it starts with the coaching staff. It starts with, you know, Ross Collard in the weight room. It starts with Coach Chris as, you know, the foundation and the standard they set there. And you know, whether it's this year or years to come, I think Wisconsin really does have a serious opportunity to be in the college football playoffs. And you know what? I think Wisconsin has a very good chance of being Ohio State this week. So, you know, it's at home, which helps. Camp Randall's be rocking. I don't know if I agree with a 12 o'clock kickoff Eastern time, but it's going to be a fun game to watch.
What are you going to do with Baker and McMillan next year? You know, those are Ohio State trash-talking, especially that Baker dude, man. How are you going to treat that? What are you going to do if they want to ask you? Because you know they're going to ask you, want to make a little wager on that. How are you going to treat it?
Oh, yeah, Bank, Raekwon, they've all been chirping my ear already about getting the bet set up. We'll have to figure a little deal out here. You know, Big Ten championship game, they'll definitely be, if they're both in it, they'll definitely be a bet. But we'll see this week. I mean, you know, I really like Wisconsin's chances. We'll see how much money's thrown down.
Talking to Vince Beagle, recruiting coordinator for Wisconsin, also on the Miami Dolphins.
No, don't be down here recruiting. Vince, I don't mind you down here playing, but if I find out you start recruiting our guys,
That was a great pitch he just threw out there, talking about it starts with the strength coach. We have the smart. That was the best recruiting pitch I've heard
we
on the air in a while.
We don't need those guys down here recruiting in South Florida with our high school guys. They're leaving enough.
No, I'm telling you guys, I'm not just BSing you. I tweeted this last week when Wisconsin kicked Michigan State's butt. I said, if I had a son, there's no better place I'd send him than at the University of Wisconsin. From how they develop their players, from the education, the college experience, like Wisconsin's one of a kind. Yeah. And I really do mean that. And I'm not saying that there's not other great colleges out there, but from education and through, it's a top-tier program.
Vince, when I think about Wisconsin, I think about
now he and James White. I mean, he's going to team up with James White here in town, who is my neighbor. And
start recruiting.
Yeah, we're going to start. Hey, by the way, you got another great story I got to get to. People aren't aware of it. You grew up on a 76-acre cranberry marsh.
Wow,
it's I'm waiting for you and your dad to do the commercial, man. The next commercial that comes out, it's the two of you in that cap and those overalls. Talk about that a little bit. It's been in the family forever.
Yeah, it's been in the family. Like you said, I grew up in a cranberry marsh in central Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids. It's been in our family for 100 years.
Wow.
So you've been in our family for 100 years. It's on my mom's side of the family. And always was my only job growing up, you know, from a little kid growing up from age of seven roughly, and started working and growing up there. And I think that's where a lot of my hard work, being able to take responsibilities, a lot of those life lesson skills I learned from working on the cranberry marsh. And it's definitely something that, you know, our family, it's a family owned business, and something that we definitely hold very, you know, dear to our family. And still waiting for that phone call. Still waiting for that phone call from Ocean Spray to do the commercial. But you know, we're getting closer. Ready to do the commercial. We're getting closer. So maybe make it a few more plays on Sundays, then we can talk.
Okay. Well, let me ask you. After all these years, so are you a cranberry straight? Are you cranberry apple? Cranberry lemonade now is getting a little popular.
Yeah, this is big.
What combination after living it every day and drinking it every day? What's the best for you?
My two favorites are just my two favorite, one of the drinks is cranberry and 7-Up, cranberry and Sprite, half and half. That's one of my personal favorites.
Wow.
Another favorite of mine is just cranberry and grape. And this is important for your listeners to understand. It's only Ocean Spray. It's none of the other off brands. We sell our berries to Ocean Spray. So the next time you guys are drinking an Ocean Spray bottle, some dark juice, there's a chance and possibility it's coming from our place.
Look at that.
That is awesome. Can I throw another great combination in there that I really like? Vodka cranberry. Yeah. It's going to be a big hit tomorrow night in Buffalo for me. I mean, that, if you don't mind me throwing that one in too, Vince.
Hey, to each his own, my friend. Right. To each his own.
As long as it's Ocean Spray, Vince is good with you drinking that. That's all that matters.
Hey, right. As long as you're cracking open those Ocean Sprays, baby, right. It's all good to me.
Wow. I looked last night. I was looking up. We were talking about you last night. My wife goes, oh, my God, look at all this Ocean Spray. And I wonder if Vince's family. I go, well, they're not doing the commercial. Like, by the way, is that family, is that a real, like, cranberry family, or is it just a couple of actors in there? What'd you think?
The families that you see in the back of the bottles, those are real-life families.
Oh, wow.
My cousin. So our whole family, we don't all own cranberry marshes. My uncle Gary, he owns his own cranberry marsh. He actually operates one of the biggest ones in the state of Wisconsin. And then my sister, they operate their own cranberry marsh as well. We have ours, my other aunt and uncle, they have their cranberry marsh. And then my other great aunt and uncle, they have their own cranberry marsh as well.
Holy smokes.
We've been a part of our family. Our whole family is something that we kind of lean towards one another with, different types of ideas and the growing process and stuff like that. So it's definitely, as a family business, it can always have its ups and downs, but overall we've been really blessed with, having great support.
Wow. No cheese. I thought Wisconsin, right, I was thinking, right, waiting for him to come down here with a big piece of cheese on his head, right, or something. It's great.
Wow. I feel like I got to go support you now and go to the vending machine and get one.
No, listen, everybody, I'll go out today, go to Publix and get your cranberry, right, or however
spray
you like it.
Ocean Spray.
Well, Ocean Spray's got the best stuff anyway.
Well, I'm going to throw one more little fun fact for you.
Okay, we like it. Go ahead.
People think Wisconsin and cheese, and they're right. But they don't think Wisconsin cranberries. Wisconsin produces 50% of the world's cranberry production. That's been going down a little bit with some of the production in Canada and in some of the other countries around the world. But overall, Wisconsin produces roughly 50% of the world's cranberry population. So production.
Look at that.
That's a great way to end it right there.
Well done.
Not only have we found out a little bit about you, but you've helped promote the family cranberry business.
Right.
For everybody out there today. So, Vince, we appreciate it very much. It was really nice getting to know you a little bit this morning. Thank you so much for coming on.
Fellas, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Great stuff, man.
Wow. 50% of the the cranberries. Good God.
Vince Beagle.
I did not see that coming
from a mile away. I so ambushed you. It was so good.
And I liked it because I do love me some cranberries.
We got to go to break because we got high school football where, by the way, I don't want to see Wisconsin down here recruiting.
They're going to, by the way. In celebration of the NFL's 100th season, join the Miami Dolphins on Saturday, November 2nd from 12 to 4 at Hard Rock Stadium for the Fantennial Celebration. This event is free and open to all fans. It'll include the opportunity to take photos with the authentic Hall of Fame busts of 10 Miami Dolphins Hall of Fame inductees, alumni autographs, cheerleader performances, kids' activities, food trucks, an opportunity to win two tickets to Super Bowl 54 and a garage sale benefiting the Miami Dolphins Foundation. For more details, visit www.dolphins.com/NFL 100. That's dolphins.com/NFL 100. Larry Bluestein, he's going to join us with Brandon Lang the rest of this hour.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!